Greetings, dear listener. Thanks for tuning in. Come on board. Make yourself comfortable. Have a seat. I'm the Colonel, Mark Doherty, and this is Nothing But The Blues. Nothing But The Blues comes from 4ZZZ FM in Brisbane. You can hear it on community radio stations all over Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network. And if you don't like to listen to the program at this particular time, well, you can listen to it any time you want to as audio on demand from the 4ZZZ website. Just do a web search for 4ZZZ, Nothing But The Blues. Now, I enjoyed a terrific concert at the end of last week here in Brisbane by Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite. And I hope, if you're a fan, I hope you caught the act if they were playing somewhere near you. Now, a day or two before that concert, I had a chance to talk to Charlie Musselwhite, and you'll be hearing some of that on this week's Nothing But The Blues. Let's just reacquaint ourselves with the man's music. We're going to go way, way back, 50 years in fact, back to Charlie's first recording for Vanguard Records in the US in 1967. He was playing in Chicago and living in Chicago at the time, and made this recording. Here's a little instrumental that he put down at the time, 1967, as I said. This is Cha Cha The Blues. Charlie Musselwhite, aged about 23, I think he was at the time, and that came from his debut album, Stand Back, Here Comes Charlie Musselwhite's Southside Band. Harvey Mandel was on guitar, Barry Goldberg on organ, and legendary Chess Records studio drummer Fred Belo was in there as well. I think we should give some time to Ben Harper. So here's Ben from, he did a guest spot on an album for the Blind Boys of Alabama. So this is a good one.
People get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you just
get on board.
All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just
thank the Lord.
People get ready for the train. From coast to coast, faith is the key. Open up the door and border. There's hope for all among those who love the most.
There's a train coming. Don't need no baggage. You just
get on
board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord.
here, no heaven. You're born in hell. I don't believe. Don't believe. No heaven. Don't believe. You're born in hell. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I die, when I die, where I go, nobody tell, nobody know, nobody, 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 tell, 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 nobody tell. Pray, 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 me, me. I don't believe in no heaven, don't believe in no hell. Pray, pray, pray with me. When I die, where I go, nobody can tell. Nobody, 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 nobody can tell, tell.
Asked Charlie Musselwhite how he and Ben Harper got together, and he replied that that recording that you've just heard, which was with John Lee Hooker 25 years ago, was the first time that Charlie and Ben had played together. Here's, well, why don't we hear it from Charlie?
Well, we first met in 1993. He was opening for John Lee Hooker. So we were playing at a little club. John Lee Hooker was sitting in with John. John would often ask me to come play with him if I didn't already have a gig of my own, and I'd always go. He wouldn't pay me anything, but I enjoyed playing with John Lee. So that's where we first met, and Ben was opening, and I really liked what he was doing, and not long after that, John Lee had us back him up in the studio for one tune called Burn in Hell. And that's where Ben and I really locked in. I mean, playing together in the studio. And we sounded so good together that even John Lee said that, made comments about how we should work more together and record more. And we knew he was right. And we both are so busy, it just took a long time to actually get in the studio. But our paths kept crossing over the years in different places all around the world. We kept talking about it. And we finally got to get in the studio, and that's when we recorded Get Up. Well, we got a Grammy, and so that kind of convinced us that we were onto a good thing.
Thank you.
You're listening to Nothing But the Blues, and that was the title track from the Grammy-winning album Get Up by Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite. And Charlie grew up in Memphis, and I think at the age of 18 he moved north to Chicago. During that time he had an opportunity to play in Memphis with artists who had recorded back in the 1920s. And of course, when he got to Chicago, he was hanging out with people like Big Joe Williams and Muddy and Wolf. And I asked him, what it was that he got from that experience.
Well, I knew the guys that were even recording and back in their 20s, like Furry Lewis and a lot of the really old-timers in Memphis before I even got to Chicago and got to know Big Joe and Muddy and Wolf and Little Walter. But it's hard. It's kind of an elusive thing. It's like trying to talk about or explain or the feeling of blues. A lot of people call themselves blues players, and they play all the notes and they make the chord changes, but they ain't playing blues. But they think they are. And the real thing about blues is the feeling. That's what it's all about. And the 1-4-5 chord change, that's a convenient thing to use to play blues, but if it ain't got the feeling, and you could play, I'm sure B.B. King could sing Mary Had a Little Lamb and you'd think you were hearing blues. It's the feeling that you put in it. And I like to think that I got the feeling. I had the feeling already because I remember as a child when I would hear blues, I remember thinking how the way it sounded was how I felt. So I had the feeling in me. And it feels good to put that feeling in your music. It was part of my environment. But I don't think that's the end of it. I mean, I think if you feel it, you can put it in your music, and I don't care where you're from. It's got to be a thing in your heart that you feel. It's not just the notes.
blues overtook me when I was a little child. I think that's a pretty personal statement. That was first recorded by Charlie Musselwhite in 1990. And over the last 30 years, every time I've seen Charlie Musselwhite perform, I'm pretty sure he's done that song. So certainly means something to him. Even back when he was first recording in his early 20s, it was noted that amongst blues harmonica players, Charlie Musselwhite was musically more inventive and more, you know, sort of searching out other directions. And the next track I'm going to play kind of points that out. It was on his first album, and it's his version of a tune by the jazz composer Duke Pearson. And most Charlie Musselwhite fans will know it. It's Christo Redemptor.
Like, for me, I mean, I can only speak for myself. There was melodies I could hear in my head that I would have to work out on the harmonica, and it forced me to find the notes instead of just memorizing stuff off of records and just repeating that and just playing that over and over. I could hear this music in my mind that I wanted to play, and I had to learn that. So that meant really investigating the harmonica and like taking it all apart and putting it back together so I could find my way around and navigate it. And it was really interesting to me to be able to express myself with this little instrument. And it seemed to some people like just this really insignificant little thing, like a toy. But the deeper I got into it, the more I could find. And it's so expressive and voice-like, too. Sometimes playing a solo, I feel like I'm singing without words. Yeah, well, I really was drawn to melody. Like a melody is like a statement. It's like it really speaks to you, you know. It stays with you. And like that tune, Christo, was like a melody. I couldn't get it out of my mind when I first heard it. It just stuck in my mind, and I had to play it. I didn't have a choice. I had to play it.
big thank you to Charlie Musselwhite for spending a little bit of time with me, and I hope you got a chance to see him in concert with Ben Harper. You're listening to Nothing But the Blues all over Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network and the home of the program, Brisbane's 4ZZZ.
Always late, anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get her straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't, my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody. Or is my baby still my baby true?
times roll. I got 50 cents more that I'm gonna keep. So let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. Don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good time roll. Yeah, no matter whether it's rainy weather, birds of a feather gotta stick together. So get yourself under control. Go out and get together and let the good times roll.
Yep, that's the original from the 1940s, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Let the Good Times Roll. And before that, sounding exceptionally genuine, Brisbane's River City Aces with another Louis Jordan song, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, and that comes from their brand new CD release. So if you love that old rhythm and blues, River City Aces. If you're in Brisbane, go and see them, but definitely grab that CD. Now, River City Aces do good old wink, wink, nudge, nudge songs like Big 10 Inch, and it seems that smut, musical smut anyway, is becoming acceptable again. Certainly Wilson and White, the duo from down Victoria, have got very large dollops of smut all over their brand new CD. Mama's Sweet Melons. This one is what do I got for you? I Want Some of Your Pie. Sounds innocuous enough, doesn't it?
Says I'm not joking, ain't gonna tell no lying. I wanna eat your crusty pie. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before I give it all away. I'm not breaking, but you understand. Everything I do, I try to do it so good. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you give it all away. Cut a piece, save me a slice. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you give it all away. Says I don't care if I live right across the street. If you cut that pie, please save me a piece. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you give it all away. Give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you give it all away.
my mat. If it don't fit, don't fold it, 'cause you'll only get in bed. Change the lock, 'cause you stayed out till four. Your key didn't fit, you tried to break down the door. If it don't fit, don't fold it, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. Cause you'll make your mama mad. If it don't fit, don't fold it, 'cause you'll only get in bad. Now, it may stretch or may not tear at all, but you'll never back that big mule up in my stall. If it don't fit, don't fold it, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. I never let you put my work out of commission. If it don't fit, don't fold it, 'cause you'll make your mama mad. Oh yeah, 'cause you'll make your mama mad.
Very good advice there from Barrel House Annie, recorded in Chicago in 1937. Accompanist unknown. Good stuff. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Nothing But the Blues. I'm just about to pack up and head on down the road, but I'll leave you with some good tunes. Don't you worry about that, to take you up to the top of the hour. I'm the Colonel, Mark Doherty, and Nothing But the Blues comes from Brisbane's 4ZZZ studios. You can hear it all over the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network, and you can listen again anytime you want to, and we've got a couple of previous programs sitting there for you to enjoy. And if you want to find it, just do a web search for 4ZZZ, Nothing But the Blues. More next week.
Baby, 'cause I need you by my side. Don't ever leave me, baby, just give me one more try. I've got this paycheck on the way, and I hope it buys me just a little more time. Cause those words, they don't mean a thing. Enough with your frowning. You know I'll give you anything, 'cause you're the one thing that gives me happiness. So don't ever go, don't ever leave. No, I don't see no reason. The way that you treated me, I'm lost. without your love, babe. Like a teardrop in the sea. Don't ever leave me, baby. You know I need you by my side. Don't ever leave me, baby. Don't run away and hide. I got this one last paycheck, baby.